sweet pea, apple of my eye. Don't know when and I don't know why. You're the only reason I keep on coming home. Sweet pea, what's all I
Bring it home with Sarah and Tennille. February is here.
Yay, finally.
We survived the first 31 days of the year.
It's crazy.
I mean, more than that now, because
we're into February.
Yeah, February right. is underway. So that was who?
Amos Lee.
Now, I've heard this song before, Sweet Pea.
Yeah.
But I don't know where I've heard it.
It kind of became popular a few years ago. It was in an AT&T commercial. And the video, like the commercial, was about this dad going off to work and he's sending his little daughter, the little monkey.
Yes. I remember that commercial.
Yeah.
How sweet. Yes. Right. I remember this. So, yes, February is here and it's a lot of love going on
there
this month.
There is.
And there's a game this weekend.
Yeah, I have heard about that.
There's a game this weekend and Taylor Swift is probably going to be there.
Well, I did hear a rumor that she was dating one of the players.
Well, I think she is. And then I've heard about her. She had to change some travel arrangements and she's going to have to come from another continent in order to get there in time.
Okay.
And oh, it's a big mess.
You know way more about this than I do.
And I'm not even a Swiftie. But the thing about it,
yeah.
The good thing about this relationship, okay,
yeah.
It's got girls hanging out with their dads.
Watching football
because
yes.
The guys, of course, the men are watching the game and the girls are waiting to see if the camera's going to point to Taylor. And it
spotting.
Is. Yeah, there's going to be a spotting. But the girls are learning about football from their dads.
Right, so love it or hate it, because I know people are in two camps about that whole thing, but I love, like you're saying, it's bringing dads and daughters together in a place they may not have been before.
And football has done that for years. My
yes.
love of football, Sarah, started with watching the Dallas Cowboys when I was a little bitty girl, me and my daddy.
Right. Yeah, we didn't need Taylor Swift to bring us to football.
No.
We were already there. My first memory of football, I was 3 years old,
mm-hmm.
and my parents took me to my very first Tennessee Vols football game, and we played Air Force, and I remember before the game, these guys parachuted onto the field.
Oh, that would be exciting
yeah.
for a 3-year old,
so yeah,
wouldn't it?
Our love for football goes way back and it's still alive and well today.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're not going to make any predictions for the game like the Groundhog. We're not going to play Groundhog today.
No.
You know, we're going to leave that in last week. But
yeah.
we are going to talk about some other things that dads and daughters can do together.
Right.
Because it's important that dads build good relationships with their daughters.
Oh my goodness, that is so important, and they learn a lot about themselves.
They
and
do.
They learn a lot about men.
They do.
You know?
And how they should be treated.
Right, right.
Yes.
And we do realize that not every listener or everyone out there has a good relationship with their father.
That's true.
You know? So we do realize that, and we our hope is that there's been a male figure in their life that is important and has taught them these things too.
Right. And there can be that other male mentor that can do these things
yes.
and help, you know, it builds self-esteem
Absolutely.
In the girls.
Absolutely.
And I know there'll be a lot of father-daughter dances in February
yeah.
and things that fathers and daughters go to where they dress up, and we see the pictures on social media.
Fine.
But we're going to
yeah.
talk about some things that you can do and, you know, just in everyday life.
I love it.
To build that relationship. So
yeah.
once the game is over and there are no more Taylor sightings this football season, you can do some of this stuff.
I think that's a great thing for us to look at. Y'all, the weather's about to make a turn, you
mm-hmm.
know, in
yeah.
the next couple months. Spring starts next month.
Oh,
not
yeah.
jumping too far ahead.
No.
But, you know, we're seeing glimpses, right?
Right.
So one thing is get outside. Like, you know, this speaks to my family specifically,
mm-hmm.
whether it's, you know, go ride a bike together. My kids got a basketball goal for Christmas, and my daughter and my husband love playing each other in basketball.
Competition. Yes. I mean, the competition is so much fun. Yes. It's friendly competition.
It is.
But
it
it's fun. Sometimes.
We're very competitive family.
Oh, okay, okay.
But no, like, get outside.
Yes.
Whether that be, like I said, riding a bike, playing basketball, going for a walk. You yeah. know, whatever it is that your family, your whatever they like to do, dad and daughter can get out there and do it together.
Yeah, that's actually building relationship. And one thing I suggest, and I think moms out there will really appreciate this, but get in the kitchen. Let the daughter and the dad make a meal together.
Oh, how fun.
And I would say let them start at the beginning. Send them to the grocery store together. That'll get you a little alone time unless you have other kids. Let them go to the grocery together and get the items and then bring it home, prepare the items, and then you all can come together and eat the meal as a family.
I love that.
They've accomplished something together.
Yeah.
And mom didn't have to cook.
They can do the dishes too,
yeah,
right?
But you're actually helping to teach her a skill, you know, yeah. and several skills because, you know, you're taking her to the grocery store. She's seeing how that plays out and
right.
how you comparison shop. You can teach things there. And then, obviously, in the kitchen, hopefully dad can...
Can maneuver
for this meal.
I love it.
Yes. We got a lot of guys out there that cook really well.
Yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's so fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, too, your daughter may be into something that dad's not particularly, like, really into.
Mm-hmm. Like
know,
what?
You know, maybe your daughter takes dance class, you know.
Yeah. A lot of dads struggle to get into yes. that.
My daughter is... And I'm finding this to be true in mm-hmm. the tween age group.
Yeah.
She's really into makeup and like self-care and yeah. face products. Like my husband does not, he's not too
he's
into
not,
that.
Josh is not into like no. makeup and self-care.
No.
Okay.
And no, please no, we don't let her just pile on the makeup, you know. But, you know, I'm thinking yep. it would make our daughter's day if he just picked her up from school and they went to her favorite store that sells these products, you know.
Shopping. And I mean,
why would he be going there, but yes.
Well, I mean, those products, I think a dad should get an opportunity to take his daughter, especially if he has a tween or a teenager,
yeah.
you know, just go to Sephora and hang out. Go to Ulta for a little while
yeah.
or Walmart, the beauty aisle.
Yes.
And just kind of observe
check
your daughter. Look at the twinkle in her eyes when she sees certain products.
Yeah.
Especially the expensive ones. She's really going to light up. But, you know, just, you know, learn what she's talking about. Y'all can even go to the mall together, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dads have probably heard their daughters tossing around certain label names. And, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
they see these pants come in the house or whatever. But why don't you go
right.
and browse with her?
Yeah, don't just you say, okay, we'll get it on Amazon
yeah.
or
no,
another home delivery.
No.
Like, go and do it.
Go.
That would like,
yeah.
be the best day ever for my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And if her dad did that,
yeah.
wow, that would make it even better.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So I think, like, that, like, if their hobbies or the things they're interested in or, you know, girly or whatever, like, learn about it.
Yeah.
And then go shopping. Hey. I love that idea.
Right. Right.
No, I think that's wonderful. I think, too, like, hey, maybe y'all are into some, like, movie series. Like, have a binge movie night.
Mm.
You know, maybe your family or...
With all the snacks.
Yes. Like, daddy-daughter movie night.
Yeah.
How fun would that be?
That would be fun. I mean, just zero in on a series or, you know, get something and just watch it. And
yeah.
just eat all the things, discuss the things. And, yeah, that would be fun.
I think so, too. I love that idea.
Yeah. Board games are interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are all kinds of things you can do. Like, board games, one of my favorite memories, and I don't even know if they still make this game, but there was a game called Trouble when
oh,
I was
yeah.
growing up. I still remember my family playing Trouble together.
You pumped that thing.
Yes,
in the middle.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
That's the only game I remember playing with my dad growing up, but we played it a lot. So things like that stick with girls. And so a board game, you can, you know, go get a cheap one from somewhere if you don't have any.
Yeah.
I just think that is really something you can do. Save that for rainy day. You know, if
true.
They want to get outside, save the board games for
true.
Days when it's rainy or still cold or whatever. But that's definitely something that a father and daughter could do. Putting a puzzle together, that can take up several days, depending on how many pieces.
Some families are really into those.
Oh, my mom loves putting puzzles together. Me, not so much. But, a father and a daughter, that's a real accomplishment. That is accomplishing something together.
Together. Mm-hmm. And on that note, you know, maybe introduce your daughter to a hobby you have. Mm. You know, maybe if you like to do woodworking or build things, like build something with them. Yeah. You know, several years ago, both of my kids wanted to build bird feeders. So my husband took time with each of them individually and built one. They're still hanging in my yard. Like, you know, so introduce them to things that you like to do. My family, as you know, Tennille, big hunting, fishing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, guess who goes sometimes?
Oh, my goodness, your daughter.
She's killed a deer. I mean, she wants to be involved in the things that her daddy likes to do, and he's willing to take her.
And, you know, that's defined stereotypes, and we need that because that is teaching a girl that she can do anything that she sets her mind to.
Right.
You know, that there are no guy things and girl things.
Right.
I love that she wants to do that because she wants to spend time with her father.
Yeah.
You know, it's not so much the activity as it is, with her father. I really like that.
And, you know, if it's important to him, it's important to her, and vice versa. If it's important to our children, it needs to be important to us. You know, that's how we build those relationships too.
Now, this could be fun. Now, this will cost you just a little bit, depending on what you do.
Okay.
But what about a daddy-daughter overnight trip?
Oh,
and I can see this being a lot of fun, especially if there's more than one child.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of a dad and kid trip. That would be fun. Again, mom would probably enjoy that just a little bit.
Yeah.
But they would enjoy it. It would be relaxed. You know, you wouldn't have mom saying, oh, pick your socks up off the floor. Don't leave this here. Don't do this. It would be more relaxed.
Chill.
It would be real chill.
Yeah.
Because most dads don't care, you know? And so that little overnight trip, you know, the bonding, the inside jokes that mom will never get because she was not there.
I love that idea.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be very expensive. You could plan and go to a state park. You could go to a budget-friendly motel, you know, wherever it is, and just spend the night.
I think that's fun, and every kid loves to go spend the night somewhere.
Oh, goodness, don't they?
I love that.
Stay somewhere with a free breakfast so you can get up and have breakfast. They can put as much syrup as they want to on their waffle because mom is not there to say, don't put that much syrup on the waffle.
I love it.
Yes, they'd have a good time.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we are still in the midst of winter.
Yeah.
So sometimes you got to bust out of the house, right?
Oh, yeah.
So think about things in your area. Could you take her on a day date or something. Mm-hmm. Go bowling.
Yeah.
Is there like a...
Oh, we love to bowl.
Yeah, my family does too.
Yeah.
What about like a laser tag or...
Oh,
my kids love to go to the bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, find things that you can do indoors that get you out of the house.
That's true. Yeah. And I mean, even if you don't have the funds necessarily to go to the bookstore, you've got your library.
Right.
If your child loves to read, go to the public library.
Yeah.
The days when the sun is shining, go to the park.
Yeah.
You know, that gets them out and it gets them active. Even if she's a little bit older, it's just fun to go to the park. Some parks have a walking area. You can just kind of walk and talk for a little while.
Oh, absolutely.
It's more fun than sitting on the couch and talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, too, it doesn't have to be a big, you know, show of affection.
No.
Anything. Like, just for example, sometimes when my husband picks our daughter up from school, like, he'll surprise her with a blizzard or surprise her with a milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I get home... You know, she tells me about it and then says, well, you never do that. And I'm like, no, that's you and your dad's thing.
Right, right.
But it doesn't have to be a planned out thing. It could be a spur of the moment, or it could be a happy little treat, or it could be like, hey, our show's on tonight. Let's pop some popcorn.
Right. But unexpected.
Yes. I think what it all boils down to is that quality time together.
Right.
You know.
And sometimes we have to seek out those opportunities and just kind of grab them when they come by because, Sarah, they grow up quickly.
Oh, as we both know.
Yes. And so I think that it's so important for daddies and daughters to spend time together. And if nothing else on this list works, they can spend time together Sunday.
Oh, watching the game.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I bet Taylor Swift's going to be there.
I bet she is too.
And I bet the camera's going to be on her at some point.
I know. My daughter's real excited about the halftime show.
So. Yeah. Usher is going to be the halftime show. I am looking forward to that. I think that's going to be really good. And who's singing the national anthem? Reba. Yeah. That's going to be good. So, yeah, it's going to be a good show. And I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I think it's going to be really good. And I'm looking for a Taylor sighting. It's going to be great.
I'm looking for the touchdowns.
Oh, so. And is there going to be food? Snacks?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. It's a fun day. My family and a lot of people say they should have the Super Bowl on Saturday night because then you got to get up to work and school on
Exactly. They need to work on that. But for now, we're looking forward to Sunday. Yes. So, dads, get with those daughters. Moms, you hang out too and watch the game.
Absolutely.
So, thank you all for joining us for this episode. In the words of Bob Marley, live the life you love.
And love the life you live.
Wait a minute. Who are we rooting for this weekend?
I'm not saying. No. I like both teams. You're rooting for Taylor. We already know.
Have a good day, y'all.